Thank you.
See you later. Good luck, man. Thank you.
Case number 5, 23-087. That is a Novichok case.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, could you please remain standing? Do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the evidence you should give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you down or on penalties of perjury? Did you say you'll try?
I swear.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, that's a new one. Okay. For the record, he will. All right. All right, sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, Training Officer Matthew DeSilva. Last name is DASILVA, and it's Naugatuck Police Department.
Thank you, officer. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, the appellant applied on or about June 17th, 2022. At the time of his applying for a pistol permit, he had several pending criminal charges, ranging from reckless driving, engaging police in pursuit. We also have a 2018 case that caused us some concern, although an arrest was not made. I have the investigating detective here as a witness to testify to it. And we hope to show just a history and a pattern of poor decision-making by the appellant. So we had some serious suitability concerns.
Thank you, sir. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, sir. So it was my first time applying for this. I didn't know how the process really goes. And then there was a motor vehicle violation, talking to other people. I didn't know I really had to put that on it. So that's the reason why I didn't put it on. I didn't know.
Thank you, sir. Officer, you may proceed with your case.
All right. So as I said, when he applied in June 17th, 2022, we had three pending cases. All three of them were engaging police in a pursuit, and I think believe two of them had a reckless driving charge tacked on there. Fast forward after his denial, all three cases were found guilty, so he has three guilty convictions for the police pursuit. They did drop the reckless. There was no mention on his application of any of these. He checked no, as he already stated, on everything. So that gave us some serious cause for concern. On top of that, as we did our normal search through our in-house records, we had a case in 2018 where he was involved. As I said, there was no arrest made. I do have the detective. Do I have to ask the detective questions, or can he give an overview of the case?
However you want to work it.
Do you just want to give an overview of that case?
Sure.
Thanks, John.
An incident in 2018 where a juvenile stole a firearm and was threatening other juveniles with the firearm. He displayed the firearm on social media, telling these other juveniles that he was going to kill them at school. We conducted an investigation. We identified that juvenile, interviewed that juvenile. The juvenile stated that he had stolen the firearm from a family member and that he hid the firearm in the appellant's vehicle. He told us that the firearm was wrapped up in a ski mask because he was going to wear a ski mask when he used the firearm. So he wrapped it in a ski mask and he put it in the rear seat of the appellant's vehicle. The appellant is a friend of his. So we then went to the appellant's house. The appellant denied having the firearm, denied that he knew anything about the firearm. He allowed us to search his vehicle. We found the ski mask right where the juvenile said he hid the gun wrapped in the ski mask in the back seat behind the driver's seat in the fold. And the ski mask was there, but the firearm was not. We then subsequently searched the property of the appellant and found the gun. So the house is a single family house. So if you're looking at the house, to the left of the house were garbage pails. The gun was hidden behind the garbage pail at the appellant's house. So we recovered the stolen firearm. The appellant was not arrested. And when we did search the appellant's vehicle, he did have a large amount of marijuana in his vehicle. Obviously, the laws have changed. That's not illegal anymore. So we seized the firearm. We completed our investigation on that part. Because we could not prove that the appellant took the gun out of the vehicle and hid it behind the vehicles, he was not charged with any crimes.
Okay, thank you. Sir, do you have any questions for the officer? Or did we even get the witness's name?
No.
Sorry. You have? Okay. All right. Do you have any questions for either witness?
Oh, no, I don't. But at the same time, I have something to say.
You're going to get your chance, but do you have questions for them?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for either witness?
Could you just run down the three?
Charges, sir?
The pursuit cases, please, just some quick dates and stuff for the record. And also, they've all been closed out, because I ran judicial a couple of days ago, and it looked like some showed pending, but like convictions, it was sort of weird in judicial.
Let's see, we ran it, this was as of last night, this was last night's printout. So we have date of offense, June 25th, 2001, engaging police in pursuit. Disposition says guilty, conditional discharge.
I'm sorry, 2021, you said?
Yes, June 25th, 2021. Do you want the disposition date?
Sure.
Disposition date was 3/22/2023.
Thank you.
Cycle number two, same thing, engaging police in a pursuit. Date of offense was June 24th, 2021. We have a guilty conditional discharge on the same date, 3/22/2023. Our last one is same thing, engaging police in a pursuit, June 11th, 2021. Excuse me, that's engaging police in a pursuit, and there is a reckless driving attached on that one. Same date, June 11th, 2021. And our disposition date is the same, 3/22/2023.
So they were all three separate incidents?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
All in Ogden.
No, do you have any knowledge of those cases?
I don't, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions by the board? Officer, do you have any other witnesses?
Now, the police report I have is the case he's referring to.
Okay. All right, sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Okay, so the incident that happened with the kid, as he was saying, I had nothing to do with it. I didn't know what was going on. I had no clue. As he told you, he said it was in my car. I didn't know it was in my car. I had nothing to do with it. This was a situation that I couldn't control. He did whatever he had to do. I didn't even know what was going on. So when the cops got to my house, I called the cops on the cops' phone and I asked them, what's going on? What is going on? We just went to go play basketball. After playing basketball, we went straight to my house. He didn't show me nothing. I didn't know no incident going on. So I was shocked. I was surprised when the cops came. So I called him and then I asked him, if you know what's going on, just come here and come give it to the cops. I want nothing to do with it. Do you recall me saying that?
I do not.
Yeah, so I told him I have nothing to do with it. And due to the police pursuit, what happened was, okay, now I'm starting to understand. I was being chased due to the 2018 incident, which I had no clue about. So I was parked in daylight at 3 p.m. right on South Main, exit 29. I got approached by a cop. I was parked right this way. He parked right on the opposite of me. He started walking towards my car, drawing his firearm. I'm a person that suffered from PTSD and anxiety. I didn't know what to do, so I fled off the scene. But right now, I don't have no pending cases, no charges at the moment, and then I did apply for a pardon. The reason why I want my pistol permit and my guard card is because I'm trying to better my life. I'm trying to get a better job in the security field, and you know. Do it little by little. I'm sorry if I can't speak. I can't get my words out.
That's okay.
It's okay. Take a
breath. I'm a little anxious. Relax. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I apologize. So now I understand why the cops was. I was being harassed by the cops. I never understood why I was being harassed. So due to this situation in 2018, this will lead to this. Now I understand. But I apologize. I'm sorry for what happened. As y'all can see, I don't even have friends. I know y'all been watching me. I go to work. I've been working hard. I've been trying to better my life and my situation. I've been trying to change myself. My little brother, Brandon, is on the football team. You know, I've been trying to do better. Since the 2018, I never really had no incident besides what happened. What happened with the cops. And not like I'm a bad person. I just didn't know what to do. I was anxious. So I fled the scene with two cops approaching me, pulling a gun. I just didn't know what to do. And then if you like, you could get the cameras from home. I could give you the actual day and the actual time. You could get the cameras. Literally, that's exactly what happened. Parked in broad daylight, didn't do nothing. I didn't commit no crime. Car is registered and insured. I have my license. And I'm being, if it was a problem, you could have parked next to me or behind me and turned on your lights and walked to my car. They parked the opposite way, all the way back then, started sneaking behind me, pulling out their gun. I didn't know what to do.
So you didn't know who they were?
No. All I knew was it was the cops approaching my car, but I didn't know for what reason. They was drawing a gun. I got scared. This was in 2021. There was a lot of incidents going on. So I just didn't know how to react. I'm sorry. I apologize. I truly apologize.
Is that it?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Officer, do you have any questions for the appellant?
Just one. You said you have a diagnosis of PTSD and anxiety. Do you have any kind of documentation on that?
Yes, I do. Would you like me to show you right now? I could pull it right up because I had my doctor email it to me the day it was done because I had to present it to my lawyer too and all this court stuff that I had going on.
Okay. The problem is any evidence we're going to look at should have been submitted to the board 10 days prior to hearing. If he wants to see it, he can. It's up to you. You don't have to.
No, I just want to enter in the record.
Okay. Other questions?
No, I got
nothing. Does the board have any questions for the appellant?
Sure. There were three separate engaging charges. You explained one, I believe. What about, were they, was this all one incident, or yeah, was it multiple?
This was multiple incidents in different situations.
Okay, so three times you ran from the police?
Yeah, three times, but it was with the same cop named Totoro. This cop been harassing me, he'd been harassing me for, you know.
Okay, but three different times you ran from the police?
Yes.
And did they arrest you subsequently on warrants? After you ran, or did you stop?
One day I filed a police report. I went to my lawyer, you know, spoke to him, got everything situated. I had a warrant for me.
Yep.
So I went. The warrant was being put in all my neighbors' mailboxes. Literally, 10 of my neighbors got my warrant saying, I didn't know what was going on. So I went to the police station, I presented myself, and then I was like, hey, I want to know what's going on. So we took this case to court, and then, you know.
So three separate times you ran?
Yes.
Okay. And you were going through the court process when you applied for the permit?
Yes.
And regarding the question, have you ever been arrested? Check no.
Yeah, I checked yes. Have you ever been arrested? Yes.
Checking no.
Yeah.
Oh, just checking. No, you check no.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe I read it too fast. I didn't see it. Okay.
Sorry. Officer, you don't have any information on those incidents where he's been convicted at all?
I did not bring the police reports up. My apologies. As he said, I'm pretty sure they all were through arrest warrants.
I read all three of them yesterday before I came to this hearing for me to talk about them. Okay. I had no involvement in any of them.
There's been a conviction. Can you tell us what you read?
Sure. All three were three separate incidents, mm-hmm. and all three were for motor vehicle violations. None of them were for anything to do with a firearm. The firearm incident in 2018 was long gone by 2022. All three were for motor vehicle violations. The appellant had dark tinted windows. And so the officers went to pull him over in a normal motor vehicle stop with lights and sirens. The appellant took off. They didn't engage the appellant. And the officer, on the first occasion that he ran, the officer did his research, found out who was driving the vehicle, did a warrant for his arrest. Subsequently, also found out that the appellant had a suspended driver's license. So then he saw the vehicle two additional times. It's the same officer. Mm-hmm. Saw the vehicle two additional times over the course of that year. Went to stop it again, knowing that the appellant had a warrant for his arrest from the first case, plus a suspended driver's license, plus he had dark tinted windows, and each time the appellant fled. And the officer did not engage him. He just did it by warrant.
Thank you for the clarification. Okay, I went out of order there a little bit. Do you have any questions for the witness based on what he just testified to?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then we were on questions from the board to the appellant, is that right?
Yes.
All right, does the board have any questions for either the witness over there or the appellant?
You said you referred to PTSD and anxiety. Explain.
That's to you, sir.
Yeah.
You said explain?
Yeah, explain what you said you were diagnosed with PTSD or anxiety.
Yeah, because I was born and raised in Bronx, so I've been encountered with the cops a couple of times, and then and, you know, beat down and stuff like that. Also, like, family stuff that went on also caused traumatic moments. So, like, most of the time, sometimes, now I'm okay, because I've been, you know, went to court cases, took a couple classes, everything is okay. But at first, when I, you know, see sirens and stuff like that, I tend to, you know, don't know what to do. I tend to get really anxious, you know. Yeah. But that's what led to that. And then, like I'm saying, now I understand the reason why I was being watched and being, you know, harassed a little bit is due to both the 2018 incident. Just like I said, I had nothing to do with that. I don't know what the kid plan was, what he was doing. But right now, I'm just trying to better myself. And then, you know, I've been trying. It's hard. I was doing security for a little bit, but due to this incident, you know, my guard card got revoked. That, so I'm having a hard time. I'm living on the end right now. It's really hard.
Were you aware your license was suspended at the time?
No, I didn't know. I guess due to these stuff being happening, caused me to get some points. So it led to me, my license being suspended. So I didn't know at that point.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board?
And you still live in Naugatuck?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I don't.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes. So I know this don't really make sense, and I know this incident happened 2018, 2021, but right now I just turned 25. And then, you know, I just want another chance, another opportunity, you know, to better myself. I just want to put whatever happened behind me and just be a better person for the future and also for the community and the country.
Thank you, sir. Officer, closing statement?
Just briefly that, you know, we're not saying he should never have a pistol permit, but for the time being, suitability is a major concern of us. We think he shows a pattern of poor choices. So we stick to our original concerns.
Thank you, Officer. Brief factual?
Sure. This is a denial by the Naugatuck Police Department. The denial is for suitability. Basis of the denial was the individual was involved in three separate cases in like June and July of 2021, which he ran from the police. They had warrants for his arrest. He was also under suspension at the time. Those cases were all resolved in March of 2023. The appellant also failed to list those arrests. The cases were ongoing at the time of his application. The appellant checked no, had he ever been arrested, and failed to write the arrests and things on his application as required. The issuing authority also discussed an event in 2018 in which a juvenile they had concerns about had a stolen firearm from a family and hid it at the appellant's residence. The firearm was found at the appellant's residence, but they were unable to connect the appellant with touching the firearm or having any contact with the firearm and subsequently not charged.
Comments by the board? Seeing none, Dr. Conrad?
I appreciate the efforts that you're making to better your life. I am going to vote uphold the issuing authority. However, I'd like to see you in that context, perhaps reapply, carefully fill out the application, explain the issues around your arrests, and let the issuing authority, the Naugatuck Police Department, take a fresh look after some passage of time. Perhaps their concerns about your suitability will evolve over time. So for the issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority at this time.
And chair votes issuing authority. I think everybody's voting issuing authority at this time based on the doctor's synopsis. Sir, just a brief comment. This is a little different than the prior case, which was a 20-year ago conviction. You had active cases going on. You did check the no box. I don't know what would have happened if you checked the yes box and have you ever been arrested for any crime. And now those are convictions. So that's weighing on my decision anyway. And I would echo what the doctor said, maybe wait some time. Certainly proceed with those efforts to get the convictions expunged from your record may be helpful to you. That's why I voted the way I did. Okay. Thank you, sir. So that's 5-0 in favor of the issuing authority. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.